Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi everyone, we're just about to start episode 2 of Business Marriage, but we just wanted to take this time to say a massive thank you to everyone who has supported us so far.
Honestly, I know a lot of podcasts say this, but we really, really genuinely from the bottom of our hearts mean it. The response to episode 1 was absolutely insane.
It
went into number 10 in the charts. Yep. We were listed in 3 of the top categories by Apple Podcasts.
Amazing.
We've been in the charts in 12 different countries. Yep. We've had 35, at the time of recording, 35 five-star reviews. We're going to tell you a couple of our favourites in a second.
We've had it published on a London news site.
But more importantly than that, it was the responses, the feedback,
yes,
the shares, the stories,
yes,
and how much you guys said that you enjoyed the podcast. It makes it all so worthwhile. Obviously, again, lots of podcasts say this stuff, but when it's just me and Hayley and my little team at Phonik and Hayley doing all the design stuff by ourselves, cobbling it together, it really means a whole lot to us, because also we're competing with the likes of, you know, like the big celebrities.
Yeah.
We're there with them in the charts.
I mean, one
we're
day, James, it could be us.
It could
we
be.
We could be celebrities.
Big news
but
about
we just,
a live event coming soon,
I know,
by the
yes,
way.
Anyway. Very excited.
Right, we're going to read one of each of our favourite podcast reviews. By the way, you can still leave a review, obviously. Just scroll down to the bottom of your podcast app and you can leave a 5-star rating and you can leave a review as well. So here's our favourite reviews that were left last week.
Also, don't forget, just before we move on, that you can watch the full video of me and James in action, eye rolls and all, on our YouTube channel at Business Marriage Pod.
You can click the link in the show notes as well. You can find YouTube over there.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so this is my favourite. And it just says, love it, 5 stars. Honestly, this is such a great concept. Business marriage reflects so much of what many of us are going through on the daily. Crazy kids, late nights, stress, money worries, ambition, drive, and definitely not enough hours in the day for sexy time, which is made abundantly clear from James in episode 1. A great listen, well done guys, super relatable and a good laugh too. Thank you. That was written by Bird and Vic. I know who you are. And I just thought, how funny, because they're already picking up on your sexual frustration, James.
That came up a lot with people, didn't it?
I had
somebody privately message me and said, you sound so sexually frustrated. And I speak as somebody who knows. I'm not going to mention who that was, but you know who you are. My favourite one was from I Am Disturbance. Shout out to Jamie. Thank you for leaving the feedback. What a great 5 stars. Hilariously relatable. What a great idea. And boy, did it deliver. Those I thought it was only us moments captured brilliantly to epitomise both parenting and business partners. Thank you for your vulnerability and letting us enjoy a glimpse into what life's like with the Bert. So again, thank you. If you'd like a shout out on the podcast, then leave a rating or review. We'll read our favourites every week, shall we?
I like that. And don't forget, if you want a small business shout out, you can email us at hello@businessmarriagepod.com. You can also send us a share the love letter.
Where... Send us a letter. Send us a courier pigeon.
Send a pigeon.
Put
courier.
A bit far with no.
I was going to say, share the love. If you've got someone that you'd love to share the love with, maybe you want a little note. Oh, that was awful.
You loved it.
Maybe you want to tell someone in your work that you care about them. Maybe it's a partner that you just want to say, I love you. You can't say it to their face because they're just annoying. Then send it over.
There you go. Anyway, we said we would be quick, short.
I know, we haven't been. So sit back, get your cup of tea, and here's episode number 2.
Of Business Marriage Podcast, the iTunes top rated podcast. Yeah!
This show is a Phonik Media production.
Welcome to episode 2 of Business Marriage, where today we're talking about
designing your life. Sorry, start again. I didn't realise you were going to do that.
I thought you were starting again.
That's so unfair.
It's so GMTV, isn't it, that jingle?
Can't believe you literally would not start that again.
No.
I messed that up big time.
Well, yeah, you should be, like, what's my motto?
Actually.
Always be ready.
Have I done that thing? You know when people say literally?
Oh, I hate that.
So annoying.
That's so annoying.
Literally didn't start it again. And my face, because I'm on video, which I hate, by the way, I'm like. And you just carried on.
Anyway, hello everybody, and welcome to this second episode of Business Marriage with me, James Burt, aka the Podcast King, and her,
Hayley Appleby-Burt, the Branding Queen. I hate that.
Absolutely hate that. Never
Podcast
do that again.
King, Branding Queen, though. Maybe that's a thing.
Maybe it is.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. You're struggling to talk right now. Have a sip of your tea.
I haven't even. Clangy. Lovely cap of tea.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Today we are going to be talking all things business, marriage, family and everything in between. We'll be taking you on a bit of a journey through the stuff that's been going on in our week and our lives and our businesses and discussing it with you lovely lot who listen to the podcast. Yep. Thank you to everyone who's listened so far. Thank you for downloading the podcast, rating, reviewing, sharing. Thank you for all the people who've been getting in contact with us about the small business shout outs and all that kind of good stuff.
Can't wait for some free shit to come in the post.
I can't wait. Don't forget, if you want to send us free shit, you can just click the link in the show notes. So you can find out where to send us some free shit to.
It's not shit. We shouldn't probably say shit.
Send us good stuff if
free
you want.
Free great stuff.
Free great stuff, please. Only great stuff. Today we are talking about on the podcast, designing your life. And this started because we were talking about sort of designing the business that you wanted.
Yeah.
And then sort of went on to a bigger subject of designing the life that you wanted.
Designing your life.
You got the life that you want?
I mean, it's every day I wake up and I'm like, how did I get so goddamn lucky?
Every day I write the book.
I roll over and I look at you and I think, oh.
Nailed it.
Seriously.
Nailed it.
Everything I dreamed of.
Do you need some romantic music to while you're saying these things to me?
Then. What do you want me to say?
No, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Nothing romantic to say.
Yes. So I've been listening to a guy recently, right? I love a podcast.
Can you say who?
You get annoyed. Yeah, Rob Dyrdek. You get annoyed, don't you? Because I often to do chores. But yeah. And why is this wrong?
People like, I'll do the ironing. He is better at ironing than I am, to be fair. He does the ironing in this house. But he'll be like, I'll do it. It's fine. You go sit down. And then I'm like, it's been gone a while. And I go out into the utility room and he's ironed one T-shirt. Now, I'm not being
funny. That's one example.
No, I know I'm not the best ironer.
You're
horrific. It's a polo T-shirt for a kid that comes home looking like an absolute wreck anyway. And it's like,
so we don't take effort with
us. What are you doing?
So
and then I realise he's just listening to a podcast. So he's just got his podcast on.
What's
he's loving
that?
It out there. Loving it out there.
It's my job.
I
it's basically
it is,
CPD.
I'm just
it's continued professional development.
It.
Yeah, I do love
so
it.
So watching shit chick flicks, that helps me, my creative flair. But if I was to just sit there going, I'm just going to watch a chick flick, you'd be like, having none of it.
Hang on a second. You think I'd have an issue if you're watching a chick flick and doing the ironing? I'd have a problem with that.
I didn't say doing the ironing.
I'd have a problem with the ironing because everything would be getting burnt or fucking irrelevant, wouldn't it? But anyway, so I listened to a fella called Rob Dyrdek and he talks, and I love his podcast, by the way. In fact, I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes because I think it's brilliant. It's called Build with Rob. And he's
Build with Rob.
Build with Rob.
Oh, Build with Rob.
Build with Rob. And he's a very successful venture capitalist, but he was a former pro skater. I've talked about him before. I've probably told you about him before. You should listen to his podcast. It's very good. But he's got a thing called the Dyrdek Machine and he calls it a venture studio. So he basically buys into businesses and he funds them with his venture capital, but he helps to build the business and the brand. So like a lot of VCs, they just lump some cash in
to hope
for a return, but he actually helps them to develop the business model, helps with the marketing, etc. And he's got food brands and lifestyle brands and clothing brands and he's got a shoe brand and all kinds of different stuff. Anyway, his podcast started off talking to the founders of these businesses. But he's got this methodology which he calls the rhythm of life. I should definitely make you listen to this.
Okay.
Because you
make
like
me
it.
Listen or just let me have the link. Because it's like, make you listen.
I would encourage you to listen.
You.
If you'd like to better yourself, and God knows there's a lot of betterment that you could be dealing with right now. So he talks about something called the rhythm of existence. And it's basically, you know, like I rate myself every day on these certain different areas.
Yep.
Right. Hopefully that got picked up on a camera then. You wouldn't have picked up on the sinister sarcasm if you're just listening to the
no
podcast.
Sarcasm. I love that
why
you
did
need
you,
all these things
why
every
did,
day.
Why did you roll your eyes out?
I didn't. It's just...
Go on. No. Explain yourself.
No, it's bad. It's not bad. It's like, I'm someone who just kind of, I'm pretty much...
Muddles through.
Not muddles through, but don't get me wrong, I do things and have... Do I have routines? Probably not. I probably do need routines. But I don't have to do like a series of things to help me like get through each day. I'm laughing. It's not funny. But James, it's just a bit of a running joke that he has to almost always have like these things that he has to do. Like now it's like cold shower... Wim Hof breathing, which is all fantastic stuff, don't get me wrong. And then he has like this checklist that he does every night where he checks for a list to see if he's done what he needs to do each day. I mean, it's great. It's great. I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's just become a bit sarcastic of a running bitch. Joke that you're sarcastic so no bitch. No, just that I'm just so like laid back and just like let life just.
Well, he's one of the reasons. Rob Dyrdek is one of the reasons why I do that stuff, because he's got something called the Rhythm of Existence, and he's basically got 4 years worth of data where he rates it, and he does it a bit more differently than I do. He rates himself on like 0 to 10. And he gives himself a percentage score of like how effective he's been that day, et cetera, et cetera.
That's probably why I don't do it.
What?
Because it'd just be like, yeah, not effective.
Not. But he basically, he looked at, so he's someone who's been a professional skater and he's now sold 25 businesses, I think, or he's been involved in 25 businesses. And he's worth about $450 million, like wow. Worth a lot of dough. Has a lot of success, but more than anything, he's happy. He does a school run every day.
Oh, I love that.
That's in his calendar. Mm. Does a drop off. He does a pick up most days. He films 250 episodes of TV a year on a program called Ridiculousness, which is like an MTV show. Never watched it, but it's like a You've Been Framed kind of thing. Right. And he does that. So he's involved in a lot of stuff, but he said that what he started to work on and what he realized he needed to develop was his life. He needed to design the life that he wanted. And then everything fits into that. He said, because so many people do the opposite.
Which we definitely
do. You do
the
stuff you have to do and you try and design your life or fit your life in around it. He's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
He didn't say it that way because he's much more addicted than I am. But he's like, design the life that you want. Like, what do you actually want?
Yeah, it's
then build
so true.
The life that you want.
Mm.
And then you can design it in that certain way. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the podcast, designing your life.
Because that is very interesting and you keep pressing it, so I feel like you're going to play something. No. You know, when you're thinking about business and when we've started out, you do find that you probably prioritise things in the business, not necessarily more than you should, but more
much
than...
as you need to.
Yeah, and I think it's... You know, I definitely know, like for me, I was saying in the last episode that often we'll be working in the evening, et cetera, et cetera. And that's fine. But there are times when you're like, actually, I need a break. Like you need to let your brain rest. And I don't want to be working every night. Yeah, that's not what I want. Mm. I want us to be able to like connect. But like, do you know what I mean? Like I want to have evenings where we're relaxing together and enjoying each other's company. But you feel like, well, I've got to do this because I'm running a business. But then if something come up, for example, you know, like we wanted to record this podcast, you chunk out your diary. Or if I've got like a coaching day, I chunk out my diary. I don't even think about anything. That's out. Does that make sense? But we wouldn't do it for ourselves.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't go, do you know what? I'm just going to switch off. So that's chunked out of my diary. We're going to sit and we're going to cook dinner together or watch a film together. Like the only time we really do that is on a Saturday, right?
Saturdays are only full
it's the only
day
like night that we
off.
Go like, okay, let's just like chill. But we're both also saying that like we want to have more time off. And I remember like when you started having your own, like running your own business, the one thing that you wanted to do, which was what your dad did, you wanted to be able to be there on the school run. That was one of your things. Mm. That was what success was for you, to be one of the, and again, it sounds stereotyped, but
dads.
One of the, yeah, like, because it's often, I'll say it is more mums, to be fair.
It is, yeah.
But you wanted to be there. And then all of a sudden, you were never there. You were never there. And I remember saying to you, you've got to be careful, because that was one of the things that you wanted. Mm. So what's it all for? So it's like, it's getting that balance, isn't it?
There's also, I think, when you're starting a business, you have to be aware that stuff is cyclical. As in, it happens in cycles, and it's also seasonal. So, for example, when you're
cyclical.
First,
it's
when
hard,
you're
isn't it?
Cyclical. I found that.
Don't do that face.
Cyclical. That's your face. I'm not saying my teeth.
No. It's just like over time, your teeth are getting narrower, and when you do that face, it's like, I don't know.
I wonder if we could actually get like one of them teeth people. Did you say very ratty?
Yeah, one of these teeth people.
Hang on, no. Let's go back. Don't try and fucking.
Yeah, like a rat. Just, I don't know, just look, when you do that, I'm like, it reminds me of something. Or like a bunny, like a Bugs Bunny. Anyway.
So I've been looking at your teeth the whole time we've been recording and I've been being sick of my own mouth a little bit, but I've kept it quiet.
What was wrong with my
for
teeth?
For the sake of your, you know, you've got like little vampire gnashers. Anyway, what was I even talking about before you slagged me off for my teeth?
Cyclical
and seasonal. So when you start a business... You are going to have to work long ass hours, but in majority of instances, and you're going to have to do stuff that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we were originally on this episode, originally going to talk about the value of your time. and the differences in our businesses. So, for example, you are sole trader by yourself, very high profit margin, but like ridiculously high profit margin, but you're your main cost.
Yeah.
But it's all your time. So if you're not working, you're not earning.
Yeah.
Much like an old school hooker. If you're not working.
How have we even got there?
But so I, at the moment, like if I'm not working, I've still got members of my team who are working. But because of that, I don't get paid no money. So as it stands at the moment, the business is turning over more money than it's ever turned over. And I've got less in my pocket than I've ever had in my entire career. So that is what it is. But you have to, again, it goes back to, and we'll touch on this in a minute, having a vision, you know what your vision is going to be. And your vision, by the way, when you're starting a business, will grow and it will mold and it will evolve and it will change, because what you think you want at the start, quite often, like when you start your own business, let's have it right, you just want to work for yourself, not somebody else. Then that has its own barriage. My brain has stopped working. That has its own barriers and challenges. Around it. That's the barrier and challenge becomes barrage.
Do you know what?
I should have had another cup of tea.
I've got another confession. If I laugh too hard and I maybe need a wee a little bit, I could wet myself.
Is that a thing that happens after you have kids?
Yeah, because you're supposed to do like pelvic floor exercise.
Why'd you do that? What? Is that it chewing a toffee?
I don't know
why. Why are you doing? Like a hand puppet. It's not like that anyway. It's like that.
Oh my God. Honestly, you're supposed to do pelvic floor exercises to strengthen the muscles down below after you've had children.
How many of those did you do?
No, you're supposed to do them like every day.
How many of those singularly did you ever do?
Twice in about 2 years.
Twice, fine. That's why you need a routine. Because if that had been me, I'd have been up every day, Wim Hof breathing, cold showering, and my vagina would have been rock tight.
Rock tight.
What were we even talking about?
Designing
a business.
So I was going to say that I've been working on this a lot, like the whole vision of my business. And it's always like, feels like such a loaded question. And you know, like people say, like, your vision board. And I think there's something really tangible about having a vision board and like seeing things in front of you that might inspire you. For example, like the dream house. Like me and James, we know the house that we would both love to have, right? So I think that is really important. But then when in your business, you're thinking about your vision, because it's important, because I guess it's what's going to drive you. It's what, for you, for example, when you bring in your team, you're going to share that vision with them so that everyone's on board with the vision. Does that make sense? And it took me a long while to think about what my vision is for the business, because it also has to be something that's kind of bigger than you, bigger than it ever can be. Does that make sense? There's no like end to it. So for example, my vision is bringing businesses to life, because I realize that through my design and branding company, it's not just about the design for me. It's actually like being by someone's side and helping them stay visible to create success in their business. They're creating the success. I'm just like a little cog in that wheel helping them, but I realize that's what I love. I love being part of it. So it's like bringing businesses to life. So it's not stagnant. It's like things that are growing. And I do think it is really important to have a vision, but it can feel quite loaded. Do you know what I mean? To think about the vision. I feel like I have moments of, I see, oh, what it could be, like how many staff I'd have, like where I'd want to work, but it doesn't necessarily feel reachable, or, you know what I mean? Like, I think you say it, but it's them believing and kind of making it happen.
So then do you really have a vision if you can't see it?
Well, no, that's what I mean. So like, I would say, oh yeah, my vision is to have like, I know that I want like a bespoke company. Like I don't want more than like a couple of handfuls of staff. And then I think,
How many staff can you hold in your hands?
How many staff could you hold in your hands? Probably only one, to be fair.
To be fair, they'd have to be a tiny one.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but what's a couple of handfuls?
Well, like 10.
Okay. What do you mean, like?
Well, like 10 fingers.
You're not saying finger of staff, are you? Saying handful. A couple of handfuls of staff.
You know what I mean? A handful's what, five?
I don't know.
I don't know. 12. Let's just say 12.
This is number two people in your vision.
I had the number 12 in my head.
Fine.
But then it's like, where would we work? Would they be freelance? Would they be full-time? Would we work in an office? If I did have an office, what would it look like? I can see the sort of office, but then I can't actually see the office. Does that make sense?
No.
So I could say, I want it to be this like cool brick office. I can see the sort of desk. I can see like the glass sort of separation. I can see like where we'd all sit and have a meeting. But then I think I couldn't tell you where that would actually be.
But is that
or how I would travel
there.
I don't know. Like some people say, we're going to do a little exercise later, aren't we? And we're going to describe the perfect day.
Yeah.
You know, where people say, what's the most amazing day in the life? Like, what would it look like? But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just sounding out about vision. Like I think there's almost like two different sides to it, isn't there? It's kind of like the vision that inspires you and keeps you focused and determined, taking action. But then do you strike gold when you actually, like you say, Rob Dyrdek is actually changing his life to build that vision, make it reality.
Yeah, but this is where...
Whereas that's the thing, I'm not. Like, I don't know, like, at what point do you think, oh, I'm not actually making those steps to make that reality?
Well, that's, I think, part of the power. That was the loudest slurp of tea ever.
I didn't slurp, that was just a gulp. This is a slurp.
She's not a slurper.
This is a slurper.
Don't slurp, it's horrible. I'm muting you. No. Finished? Muted you because I don't want any slurping on this podcast. But this is the thing, right? I think people aspire to be, do, and have more, but I think they go about it the wrong way. So they go be, do, and have, but they want to have it, then they want to do it, then they want to be it.
Ooh.
But I think you've got to do it in that order. You have to be more, then you have to do more, then you will have more as an outcome and as a result. But when you're, and by the way, I haven't got all the answers to this because I really struggle with vision. I know what I want to do in the next.
You're pretty rubbish, aren't you?
Well, I mean, that's kind of loaded in and of itself. And a lot of the positive psychologists who listen to this podcast, of which I'm sure there's lots, they'll be like, actually, she's very negative impact on your life.
Oh,
maybe.
Sarcasm. Maybe. No. So what I mean is by rubbish in that, like we do in life, like we just sort of meander and things we just have always kind of found our feet.
Yeah.
Whether we don't realise that we're intentionally maybe making things happen, that's what I mean. When I say you're rubbish, if I said to you, oh, where are you trying to take it? Where are you trying to go? You're not very like, you don't really know.
I'm trying to sell it for 8 times
you might know where you're pivoting or where you're going in that respect. Does
ask
that
me
make
again.
Sense? I didn't even hear what you said. You just spoke over me. What?
You said you don't know where you're going. Ask me where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I'm going to... away from you. Where am I going? I'm going to sell this business for 8 times multiple in 2026 to a larger agency.
Amazing. What are you going to do?
Retire.
Do what?
I'm going to go to a tropical island.
Oh, I like it. Hula.
I'm going to sit on the beach. Attack a monkey, by the sounds of it, and...
attack another monkey. Lots of
kids.
Oh,
be around loads of kids. Oh, no, I don't want that at all.
That went wrong.
Yeah, this was good. And everything else went wrong thereafter, didn't it? No good. So that's my vision. But actually, if you said to me, what are the incremental steps to get there? That I'm not too clear on.
Yeah. See, I write the steps down. See, I have the vision a bit more nailed. And then I even have it to the point where I'm like, I've planned out, you know, when I'm going to bring in that next member of staff.
When?
Like soon. Like it's due in this quarter.
Okay.
But.
Quarters,
what I'm
hello.
Saying is,
hello, Karen Brady. Quarters.
Quarters. But what I'm saying is, I might have it on paper, but I don't know that I actually go, oh, I've set this in my eye line for this quarter, so I'm going to make it happen.
Let me ask you this question. You might have it written down, but is it written on your soul?
Was that an actual question?
Yeah. So does it actually mean anything to you?
What?
You write, see, this is the thing with you sometimes. And by the way, there is no right or wrong, but sometimes you do things, but you don't really do them.
Yeah.
Like you write them down, like, oh, here's my vision, but you're not attached to 100%. That vision.
That's why I have to, the thing is with me, right, I learn by doing something. So, for example, if...
I just went for my next opportunity to play the music, I just love it. Sorry, go on.
So I learn by doing, okay?
Oh my gosh. So I'm done now. I am done.
Your hands are really clammy.
Oh, they are, aren't they? Why am I sweating? I think I'm nervous around you. You're so attractive.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Oh, hello. Don't you wee yourself.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it.
So you write something down.
Sorry. I just took a really sharp breath there. I was going to choke.
Wouldn't happen if you went off Brove. Brove? Breathed.
Right, if you play that one more time, I'm leaving. What? It's annoying me. Stop. stop. This is what else is so annoying. When I get annoyed, I laugh.
Just relax.
Don't tell someone who's annoyed to relax. My hands will clammy too. Anyway, so I learn by doing. So I'm completely self-taught in my business. And I used to think that was a negative thing, but I'm like, actually, no, I'm celebrating that. So if I need to learn something, I learn it. I watch a video, I go and train, and I do it. So I think, yeah, there is an element with me. I can plan stuff out, but I'm not very good at going, okay, I need to 100% do that. Obviously, with my accountability coach, I have to stick to certain things and I get a kick out the bum. But yeah, I think I naturally just meander and then I get there rather than me actually proactively taking myself there. Does that make sense?
So how could you potentially... This
Why
is
my
laughing? Coaching session, by the way, because I'm just ready to press that button again. How could you then potentially go from like writing... Because again, you're really weird.
Am I?
I mean this in the nicest possible way. But you are good at like the big, big picture. Jesus Christ. Just move away from the microphone when you drink. You're good at the big, big picture. And you're quite good at knowing exactly what you've got to do in the next 5 minutes, but that bit in between 5 minutes and like
10 years,
your dream,
I'm shit.
You're not that good at.
I'm getting better, should we say?
Yes.
I'm getting better at.
But like I say, you learn, and you're very good at this, to be fair. You're not somebody who like reads loads of books for the sake of it or watches loads of fucking podcasts or information for the sake of it. Like, you need to learn about a thing. Yeah. You watch a video on the thing and you execute on that. So do you think that you maybe need to execute on, I guess, more like directive goal setting or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's just like, for example,
like
I know I want
to... setting time in the diary for you to work on that vision.
100%. And we're going to do another episode on like time management, that kind of thing, because I'm awful at blocking out my diary
things. Awful? Are you getting better?
I'm getting better, but blocking out my diary to focus on certain areas. For example, I know I'm going to need to bring someone into my team. And rather than proactively start looking and getting to that point at a nice natural pace, I know what I'll do. I'll get so overworked that it gets to a point where it's like, I have to have someone else. Does that make sense? That's the difference. I sort of like, I throw myself in the deep end and then I'll find the way out. But yeah, so I need to mix it up. Like you say, just start designing your life to fit into what you actually want. Like it.
Yeah, that's almost actually, that's a good sort of summary, isn't it? A lot of people have a lot, they fit their life around their work.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe the more proactive way to do it is to build the life you want and fit your work into the life that you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, I like that.
So that's like business designing the life, but it affects obviously your personal life. So we were saying in the last episode how Christmas is, Valentine's Day, all these kind of occasions, for me and James, has just become like an afterthought. We don't really make that much effort, do we? No. I mean, it's different, obviously, with the kids. It's all about them, right, for Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But there is also an element, especially because we're always working and we're always talking about working, where we do need to start making time to just spend time with each other.
And we're going to talk about that when we talk about designing your family time. I'm a bit concerned about this section because the first question you got here is, am I everything you dreamed?
Yeah. Of.
Of.
Am
you
I?
Just asking me that question?
Yeah, why not? Am I everything you dreamed
this
of?
This can sound
James?
A bit cheesy, but you actually like, you're pretty close.
I'm pretty close.
You're pretty close.
What?
When I was younger, if I'd have like drawn out my ideal person.
Like a stick drawing.
Yeah. It would have been, yeah, like stick, big boobs, nice brown hair. Good to have a laugh with. So, for all intents and purposes, stick, big boobs, brown hair, all right to have a laugh with. You're
all
pretty
right.
close.
Not good, all right now. No, so, I've gone down a grade again.
I would, yes. You are pretty...
so articulate, James.
Yeah, I would say that you're my dream
Everything
girl.
Everything you dreamed of.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about life? Is life what you dreamed of?
No.
No?
No, it's
wow,
not.
You said that really quickly.
No, but it's not.
No!
But I think there's also...
Wow.
This is where people get into a state of, I don't even know how you describe it. I think there's the reality that you think that you want and the reality that you've got.
Yeah.
And I think there's a gap in between and you can even use that as fuel to get to the next place that you want.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes. I've had it twice in 2 weeks, actually. This is really interesting. So I was walking through, yeah, well, don't make me play my jingle again.
I think I
was walking
my own
through
jingles.
Leicester Square. every day.
Leicester Square, yes.
Leicester Square. And when I was back in the radio days, my dream was to work at like a Radio X, or XFM as it was called back in the day. And I used to go for a lot of meetings around that neck of the woods. So I'd go to Radio 1, I'd go to Radio 2, and I'd walk across Golden Square, I'd go to Absolute Radio. So I spent a lot of time in that area. And I would kind of like visualise myself walking, and I'd do this every time. It's really weird, actually, when I think about it. I'd walk across Golden Square, and then I'd walk down to Leicester Square, which were the two sort of big radio hubs in London. And I'd walk across Leicester Square as if I was walking to work to go to XFM. And sometimes I would be going into XFM because I used to go and play the music for my actual job that I had. But I'd imagine in my head, that was me going to go to work. I'd go up, I'd always chat to the security guard. He's like, hello, mate, how are you? And I was like, imagine if I go in there every day and he knows I'm on there and they're always playing the radio. I was like, imagine if they're all listening to your show in there. I used to kind of like visualise that. Anyway, that was my kind of dream. When I realised that the radio thing wasn't going to pan out exactly as I wanted it to, I kind of like shifted my dream a little bit. And then I fell in love with podcasting in 2012. I started listening to them. In 2014, I found like the School of Greatness podcast. Then I was in, like I was hooked. I loved it. That's all I listened to. Podcast, podcast, podcast. And I remember thinking to myself, imagine having 30 grand in the bank and making podcasts for a job. That would be like the dream.
Oh my God, it happened.
And then it happened. And then the other thing I thought about the other day, so that was like had a moment where I was walking across Golden Square. I was like, fuck, this is what I used to dream of.
Yeah.
Like imagine if I was, and again, it goes back to having team and all that kind of stuff. Like my team were working on the day-to-day stuff for our clients and I was going to interview someone amazing for my own personal podcast. And I was like, this is what I wanted. And at those moments, you really got to take stock and take a step back and go, fuck, this was it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I was after. And so I had that on the Tuesday last week. Then on Saturday, I'm doing a little home workout. No, Sunday, doing a little home. Hopefully the camera's caught that. What was that little eye? What was that shitty little eye roll about?
The workout, the home workout that ends up being an argument every weekend. I just can't believe I can't find half an hour to train. You got two kids and we've got a birthday party and we've got to make 50,000 sandwich quarters because we didn't buy the platters yet again.
Finished? So in the gym, doing or in the garage, doing a little gym workout.
Gym.
Fucking hell.
In between
the
boxes
of shit, the spider's webs.
The garage that has been cleared out so many times and still looks horrendous.
Because we don't throw nothing away in this house. Anyway, let's not get into personal details, okay? So anyway, so I opened the garage door and as it came out, open, the someone's coming up and I was like, do you know what? I remember thinking to myself, and we said this, we wanted to be a double Audi family. I don't know why we even had that realisation. We wanted to have two Audi. Audis. And I always wanted a garage where you press the door and the door goes up.
Wow.
And I was like, I've just pressed the door button up and outside, it's two black Audis.
Might be like a door that looks like it's from the Amsterdam Horror House, but it's a door that goes up.
And it might be like two really, really dirty Audis on HP, but hey, still got the two.
It's got so many crumbs in my car from the kids.
Still got the thing. And I was like, actually, there's another moment. I was like, wow, this was like...
It is...
But when you're going through the day-to-day, haven't designed your exact life, like, is it exactly what I want? No, I'd love to have millions of pounds in the bank. I'd love to have absolutely no financial concerns. I'd love to have a team of 20-odd people who are doing the work every day. I'd love to spend every day just making podcasts and doing cool stuff. But actually, when you look at it...
It's not that bad.
It's a great step towards where you want to be. And I think as soon as you're not working towards something or going somewhere, then what are you doing
for? And I think that's what's been so amazing. On the episode that we thought was so boring that we're not sure we'll even put out, we spoke about our journey of all the kind of careers and companies we've had, etc. And it makes me realise how, you know, when you know, I said about like having that flow, when you know that you're doing the right thing. And I think even though we know things aren't perfect and we still got a lot to learn about business and we still got loads of challenges and growth to go through, we're both doing exactly what we want to be doing. Mm. And I think, you know, like when you look at your day, you know, like I say, I'll get stressed with the kids getting them out to the school run. But then I think, you know, that we are... how great that we can be around to take them to the school run and pick them up every day. And, you know, how great that I can just go in my office at home and work from there and
shut the door and forget about the shit.
I've created this whole business just from doing that. I think it is really important to sometimes take that step back and actually review where you're at. And it's like with family life, isn't it? Even like married life, for example, you know, when we met, you know, you're young. Like we always laugh about...
Couldn't keep your hands off me.
Yeah, you were so irresistible.
Now you have the exact opposite problem.
Now it's like,
oh, can't put your hands near me.
Just can't be bothered to go near. Do you know why?
We don't need to go here. No,
do you know what? You get to a point in marriage.
Come on, tell them all.
You get to a point in marriage where you've looked at the same face for 16 years.
Where the fuck are you going with this?
You cut me off.
Continue.
You look at the same face for 16 years and you think, do you know what? I'd rather just roll over and go to sleep. But then sometimes you think, do you know what? Let's just have a little cuddle or a little kiss. And then you just get the wrong idea. You just get the wrong idea and it's like you just ruin it. You just ruin it because I just wanted a cuddle.
Yeah, but this is the thing. When you are quite cold. So when
I am so you, not cold.
You are cold. I'm sorry.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
Listen.
I am
for anyone
sorry.
That knows me, am
knows
I cold?
You're cold.
Am I cold? I'm so not cold.
Why are you asking a studio audience who's not here?
Yeah, like anyone
you know
who
what they would say?
Knows me, who's listening.
Anyway, so this is the problem, right? When you're a little bit cold, and then all of a sudden you're not cold, and you're like, oh, let's have a cuddle. I think that cuddle is code for fun cuddle.
Yeah.
But then it's not.
No.
So then before you know it, then you're not having the cuddle.
No.
You're not having the fun cuddle. And then because you're not getting the fun cuddle, then, you don't want to have the cuddle.
Then James goes from like, we're fine, to like, we've got like marriage issues.
No, that is a little bit, over dramatic.
I just can't do this anymore.
I'm so unhappy. No, I don't really say that often. I've said that like two or three times.
I'll be like, see you later.
Yeah, great conversation. But anyway, great. Glad we brought that.
I love you, really.
Fun cuddle after this?
So going for pizza.
Not a euphemism.
That music has got you written all over it. It's just so...
Are you sure? You don't want a fun
going
cuddle?
Going nowhere. Just not that you're going nowhere, sorry.
Wow.
Do you know what? I just feel like we do need a bit of a disclaimer here that we are quite sarcastic to one another.
Yeah.
But it's all in jest, really.
Yes. Yeah, great laugh, guys.
But yeah, so sorry. Like, even like... married life, you know, it changes, doesn't it? Like what you think it's going to be like and the reality can be different than
but
having...
this is the thing. It changes.
But it can get better.
Because you don't design your life.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So again, I was listening to Rob Dyrdek the other day. Rob Dyrdek is my flipping hero, man. But when I was listening to Rob Dyrdek, I'm manifesting him into my real life. But he has a date night every week with his wife.
Amazing. We just couldn't even dream of that, could we?
But we maybe, on Saturday night, for example, we'd eaten so much bread at this Louis party, we fell asleep. The one night we had together, we fell asleep by half past eight. We're in bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but that was like complete carb
cuddling.
Coma. But that is one of the reasons why we want to have that. We want to have it where we have once a month date night. So we're hoping that the community will give us some ideas of dates we need to go on. But we should be doing that as well ourselves and designing that life and making that important. Yeah. Same with the kids. Like lately we've just been so like shattered after the week. And it's nice the kids like playing at home. But sometimes we're like, oh, let's just have a chill one at home. And the kids, I wouldn't say they get bored because they're pretty good, aren't they, at like entertaining themselves. But actually, going out and doing stuff.
They're good at entertaining themselves to a point.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? And then I think, well, you know what? Like sometimes it's easier to actually go out and do stuff. And then also when you're going out and doing stuff, you are making memories. Same with like holidays. Obviously, with lockdown things, we didn't go away. We used to travel all the time, didn't we? And then when we set up our businesses, obviously the reality was that, well, the world wasn't travelling. But when we could again, it's like, well, you can't justify spending all that money, could you, to go like abroad and travel all this. But we started making a new tradition and we go away every summer with like a whole group of friends. We go to like Devon and Dorset and it's amazing. And one of my things this year, I was like, you know, again, it all goes back to designing your life, is like, I want us to have regular holidays. And I'm not even talking, it doesn't have to be abroad. It could be anywhere. Just to have some quality time away. So I've got family down in Wharton-on-the-Naze, which is in Essex, and we love it down there. Like
Costa
even just to go away for a weekend, just to spend that quality time together. And I think that's something I'm realising, like that's not just going to happen unless we make the time to do it.
None of this is.
No.
Nothing that you want happens by accident.
Yeah.
Somebody put that as a clip because that is powerful, right? But it's true, isn't it? Nothing is going to happen by accident. Like everything that you've got is a result of the actions that you've taken.
Yeah.
So if you're, and again, it's not about being dissatisfied, because I'm very satisfied with our life. I'm very content with our life.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm content, but there's also that feeling of like, we do this now to get that. When we've done this, when we get to there, then we can have that. Does that make sense? And yes, in some realities, that's true. Like if it's a finance thing, for example, if you need that amount of money to get that, that's fine. But a lot of the things that we're actually striving for, quality time with our family, making memories, that sort of thing, it's not about money. Like it's more about time.
Mm.
But we put so much focus time on our business. We're building this to improve our family in the future that actually all these years go by. I hear it so often. So when I work with clients, first thing I always do is like a brand consultancy, and I get them to almost like take me through a bit of a life story, really, because I really want to understand it. And the amount of times I hear people that have like climbed the success ladder or whatever, or like become really big in a certain industry or occupation, and realise that actually they hated it and it's not what they wanted, and they miss like years of like their kids growing up or their marriage broke down because they didn't make that a priority. Does that make sense?
Mm.
And that's what I think with me and you, because we've both got similarities in our businesses and our thought process. That's our like thread that almost keeps it together. Like just imagine if one of us didn't.
The thing that's holding our marriage together is our work.
A lot of
hands. Where are you going with this?
No, but I'm just saying you can see how a lot of people, it can break down that communication if you don't make an effort to have those moments of that quality time together.
I think as well, go back to the designing your life. I think a lot of it comes down to, in business and your family, comes down to communicating the vision that you've got.
Yeah.
Because I think if one person is on one path and one person is on the other path, you're not completely sure on where you're both going, then it could be. I can see how it would be, especially if you're a bad communicator. If you're doing this, and a good mate of mine, a mentor to me, really, a guy called Paul, who's sort of a chairman role in one of my podcast production agency. He did exactly this. He scaled up an architect's practice from 14 people to 126 people. It went from 400 grand loss to 26 million quid in revenue in 18 months.
Wow.
Fucking unbelievable. But he never took his wife along on the journey.
Yeah.
And literally 4 years later, he came home one day and she, you know, the warning signs have been there. She's like, if this doesn't change, then I will be gone.
Yeah.
And he had this sort of like a bit of probably an ego about him at that point. And he was around a lot of very high net worth people, and he's working on the biggest, you know, like property projects in the country.
Yeah.
And he maybe thought his shit didn't stink or whatever it may be. And he came home one day, she had gone. She'd actually emptied the house and she'd left.
I'm assuming he's publicly announced.
He said this quite a few times.
Okay.
But then I said, well, what did you do? He said, I sat on the floor and I cried for 6 hours. He said, and he's not a crier.
Yeah.
He's from somebody who's from quite a tough background. He don't cry. He's not overly emotional. He said he just cried for 6 hours.
Because I suppose you don't like realise that it's got to that point.
No, because you're so blinkered to it. And he said, to your point, he was trying to build this life for the family, but he hadn't told the family. And he missed every ballet recital, every play. He was on a plane every other week to somewhere else. He was, you know, at home less than he was away. But he was doing it for the family. And I remember he said that his wife wants to turn around to him. And Jo, you've met her. She's fantastic. And she's like really to the point. Mm. She went, I never asked you to do that for us.
Yeah. That's it. You've got to be careful. Like, who are you doing it for? Yeah. And actually, I find myself being so sure on the kind of business or that I'm trying to create, and you know, I hold my hands up, I'd probably fall more into a lifestyle business category in that,
which is fine if that's the vision.
And I remember quite a lot recently saying to you, be careful what you're wishing for. Like, you've actually, I'm not saying because of me, but you've actually made quite a few big decisions in where your business is pivoting to based on, actually, I don't want that. I don't want to be the same as this company over here.
Yeah,
I want to go down this route. And it's like, just coming back to, it's not about, you've got to put in the hours and you've got to put in the work. Like, it's not about thinking that, you know, you haven't got to put the effort in, but it is getting a balance. Because you say you want to be there to pick your kids up, but then you're never there. Well, it's great saying, well, I'm doing this for our future, but then all of a sudden, you know, Louis's at secondary school and he don't want you to pick him up anymore. Does that make sense? And all of a sudden,
all of a sudden you don't
get that time back. And don't get me wrong, I hold my hands up. Like, the days when I'm screaming him out the door, get in the car because we'll get to school, and I think I should be cherishing these moments, but you don't always. So I think it's just being aware and making a bit more of a conscious effort to design the life.
Definitely.
I think it's time for our small business.
I think you're right, small business shout out.
Out.
So unlike a lot of other podcasts, we're not looking for big brands to pay us thousands of pounds. Actually, we would love that to happen.
We would love
but
it.
Until that, until that happens, we're going to give away this valuable advertising space to a small business that we love.
Yeah.
Or a great experience that
just
we've had.
Business,
so this is our small business
yeah.
shout out, where in the last couple of weeks, we were, you know, maybe have had a good experience somewhere, maybe some great food, some great drinks, some great, great customer care. Yeah. You had it at Tesco's.
Oh, I did actually.
Didn't you? Do
can
so
I shout
many,
it out?
Can't forget. Tesco's is a small business shout out.
Well, maybe we shouldn't say small business, just say business shout out.
Okay, but it does, like from an alliteration
small
standpoint.
Small business shout out. Okay, I won't shout him out then.
Oh, go on, no, because he was great, wasn't he?
So basically, this was the dilemma. So Louis was having an afternoon tea party and had lots of people coming over. So I go to pick up my click and collect, which I was really proud of myself for getting organised because we're a bit lastminute.com, aren't
yeah.
we? And I turn up and I say,
don't design our life.
Don't design our life. And I say to the guys, everything there. And he says, there's one thing that's missing. And I'm like, what is it? Guess what it was?
Oh my God, this is so intense.
It was the gluten-free scones.
You are fucking kidding
me. No, seriously. It's like me and my friend, gluten-free scones. There's no scones. I'm like, oh, this is a
disaster.
There's
always something missing from your shops, to be fair.
This is a disaster. So I say to the guy, look, if it's not here, what's the chances of it being actually in the shop? And he said, it could be because it's two different companies. It's bizarre. Okay, cool. At that point, a manager comes walking along. He's like, what are you looking for? I said, can you believe it? This guy was like, he was hooked. No gluten-free scones. He's like, goes on his computer. He's like, there's one left. There's one left in the shop. I'm like, okay, cool. So I get in my car and then I drive around to the main supermarket. I could have walked, but I drove around.
Hold on.
No. I knew you were going to say that. It's because I was in the click and collect section. And you have to...
Click and collect.
Click and collect.
Clack and collect.
So then I park up. I go into the store. I ask someone where the gluten-free free from
fucking
aisle is.
This,
I go there.
This is layers of detail we don't need.
This guy is there. And I'm like, oh, hello. He's like, I've just had to look on the shelf and it's not there. So
nightmare.
I'm going to get... I know. He's like, so I'm going to get someone to look out the back. I was like, oh my God. 5 minutes later, he comes out with a packet of scones. What? Don't you think that was amazing? He literally
well,
gone
you went
and found
to a shop
packets.
And you got the thing you wanted.
But he
from
found
the
that
shop.
One pack of scones.
Ah, good on him, to be fair. Great.
I was so
service.
Happy.
Where did this happen, and what date? In case they're listening,
that was at the Crittles Corner. Well, it's not Crittles Corner. Is it Sidcup?
Sidcup Tesco's
Sidcup
mega store.
Tesco, mega store.
So the duty manager on Saturday morning, the 28th.
He looked very smart. Yeah, he was in a nice suit. Tall guy. Very very great customer. Customer service.
So I know Tesco's are pretty big fans of this show. So if you are work at the Tesco's head office,
if you want to give us some free vouchers, feel free.
We're not asking for a freebie. We want the guy to get the recognition that he deserves.
Did you cross eyes then?
No,
that's really weird.
I don't think I did. Anyway, the small business shout out that we were supposed to do,
go for it.
Actually, small business is Battle Bar at the O2 Arena.
Small business at the O2 Arena.
Well, they are a small independent business.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
So I went there the other day. I was going for dinner with some pals. Some business pals, because we're launching something very exciting, and it was like the pre-launch dinner celebration sort of thing.
Plugging
anyway,
his business
I ended
again.
Up, and all you do is talk about yourself, how brilliant you are. Oh, I'll go for a brand consultancy. That's what we're doing, subconscious fucking selling. Don't think it's my first rodeo, mate.
Mate.
I know what you're up
mate.
To. Anyway, so I'm going to this business dinner, but I got there early. Traffic was light. Traffic was light to medium. You went in for detail, I'll give you some detail. Anyway, so I was there at the O2 earlier, half an hour early, but like, what am I going to do? I said, I could just go and sit in a bar. I don't really drink. So I was like, I don't really drink. I just don't drink. As Hayley revealed on episode 1, I used to drink too much, it turns out. I didn't realise it was such a problem. But it turns out if you listen to episode 1, if you haven't yet done so, click the link and you can go back and listen to that episode. Anyway, so I thought, what should I go and do? And there's a place called Battle Bar.
Sounds
which
good.
Is a bar, but you don't just go and have a drink. They've got all kinds of stuff. They've got axe throwing, crazy golf. I know what you're thinking, booze and
I'm thinking
axes.
Axe throwing, yeah. That's
probably a bad
crazy.
Idea. They've got shuffleboard or whatever it's called. They've got pool tables, all kinds of stuff. So I thought, I'm going to go in. So I walked in and I said, I'm a bit of a Billy Nomad. It's got no pals with me. I'm a bit early for dinner. Can I go play golf on my own? Do I have to book in? He's like, of course you can go book in. I said, is that sad? He went, it's a bit sad, mate, but you can still go. He was joking. I was like, oh, Bantz. So I'm already sold by on this point. So he goes, yeah, of course you can go. I said, can I just go now? He said, yeah, it's fine. It's really quiet upstairs. Go for it. I said, cool, how much is it? It's like £9. I'm thinking, brilliant. I'll kill half an hour, £9. Anyway, he turns around, he goes, beep, 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 doing his thing on the till. He goes, I'll give you the NHS discount because you're by yourself. I'm thinking, I feel a bit bad now because there's like heroes who shouldn't have to pay for
full
stuff.
I mean, you have given up a kidney before, so...
Oh, come on now. Don't go down that route. Don't go down that route. But I didn't do the kidney thing myself, though. The real hero is the guy who can pull the kidney out of you. That's right. The actual hero, isn't it?
Carry on.
But anyway, so he gives me the NHS discount. So I'm now getting in for £7.60.
Wow.
So I've had a right touch.
£7.60 for 30 minutes of pure joy.
Pure joy. Then, gets better than that. He says, do you know what? He said, because you're by yourself, I'm going to give you a free drinks voucher.
My goodness.
So now, what's a drink these days in London? 5-6 quid?
Probably.
If not more. So I'm basically getting golf for free.
Whoa.
But the guy just did it just as lovely customer service.
Wow. Thank you. Nice to know it's
Sorry,
exists.
What, have we over-talked your story about fucking a guy who works at the supermarket and found you the thing you wanted?
Anyway, we're gonna finish this. You just cut me off.
Sorry, I thought you were finished. You were cutting me off. My great story. So shout out to Battle Bar. I went there on Monday the 25th. Whoever was your
January
guy on the main till, that guy's a ledge.
Although he's just giving you loads of free stuff, so he's probably got in trouble now.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. He didn't do it. So as we're talking about designing your life today on the podcast, we've decided we're going to do a little section called Your Perfect Day in the Life. So what we're going to do, we've talked about sort of building out a vision for your business and for your life. So I want to find out what is your dream day in the life? So do you actually know this?
I think we need to shut our eyes. I think you should go first.
Okay.
So give me some inspiration.
Okay. You love this one?
No, not that. No, I need something calmer.
Okay. Oh, sorry, no. Not that again.
Okay. Yeah. I want you to close your eyes.
Well, this is like a
I want you to meditation. Picture the perfect day.
If you're scared of water, this is probably not the perfect day, is it?
What does it look like? Where are you? What are you doing? Mm. Tell me.
A perfect day.
Where are you?
I'll probably be on the beach.
Oh.
Something that involves you in a bikini. I'm always a fan of that. Oh, my perfect day. Why have you taken the bikini off? Don't drop that on the floor. Oh, you dropped it. Fantastic. Dream day done. Thanks. Join us next time for more dream day. No, go on then. What's your dream day?
Put it on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, if you don't like the beach, you're very much like driving your narrative here.
I love the beach. So it's fine. I'm lying on the beach. Got my son. I don't. There's too many kids.
Oh,
is that the one you had?
Yeah.
So I'm lying on the beach and I'm laying on the sun lounger.
What are you
and
wearing?
It's really warm. I'm wearing a swimsuit.
Ooh, onesie. Backless.
I don't know. I've got my beach hat on.
What about? Have you seen that new style where the like the underboob thing? What the fuck design is that?
Honestly, the amount of weird shit you see on like some of these clove sites, it's odd. You know, like the ones that got like all these like straps.
I get like the push up bra thing.
It's
sort
not
of like...
good for suntanning. Anyway, shut up. I'm on the sun lounger.
Because on those ones, you have like a brown tit on the top and a brown tit on the bottom and white.
So I've got
middle.
My sun hat on. I've got a nice cocktail next to me.
You don't even drink.
And then James says, I'm going to go and take the kids off for like an hour. And I'm like, oh, this is just heaven. And I'm like laying on the sun lounger. And I'm listening to some music, probably some sort of like...
Shit, Blondie.
Yeah, some... Why do you keep saying Blondie? Like, I never listen to Blondie. Anyway.
What's that one you like?
Maybe I've got some, like, you know, some power ballads. No, maybe I've got some, like, chilled, Ibiza-y type music. And I'm just, like, lying there. And I can just feel the heat. And then I'm just, like, I'm loving it. I'm chilling out. And then there's, like, a buffet cart that's just got everything, like, gluten-free. So I can just like go up and get like a plate full of food. Like I'm eating like a gluten-free pizza, desserts, just on my sun lounger. And it's just silence. And it's getting to the end of the day and the sun's coming down.
It's your favourite bit of the day, isn't it?
And then the kids come back and it's just fucked. That's it.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing your dream day.
No, in all jokes, I love, I do love the beach. And I love being on the beach with the kids as well.
Goes back to your point earlier, though, of being careful what you wish for and what you want versus what you've got. Because in your dream day there, I know you're being a bit sort of facetious, but actually chilling out at the beach, having an hour by yourself to listen to some tunes and then have some nice food. Like, that is very doable.
Yeah.
Like, that you do not need to do 18 hours a day.
So I'm going to book a holiday by myself for a week to just go and chill on a sun lounger.
Trust me.
Love it.
It's not that fun.
I'll do you a deal. We'll book a holiday.
Okay.
I'll make sure I lose my bikini top.
Hang on. Now you got my interest. What?
I'll get an hour each day just to have an hour to myself. Your dream life was me losing my bikini top. And mine's to have an hour on the sun lounger eating food.
Yeah, but
you know
you're going
to
trick me because you're just going to. Like,
so are we going
to
deal?
No. I'm not shaking on that because because the deal's you're going to trick me here.
Why am I going to trick you?
Because like, my idea of you losing the bikini top is it like it's previously been on, then it goes missing. You're just going to lose it. Be like, oh, you said I'm going to lose it, so I lost it.
Hang on, what?
What are you saying
it's
here?
It's going to go on and then I'm going to lose it. What are you talking about?
I'm saying like my dream is like we're on the beach and you lose your bikini top.
Yeah.
But you're just going to lose the bikini top without it having previously been on.
That's not what I was thinking, but that's really not what I was thinking.
Oh, in that case, deal.
Shaking it.
Very dry hands.
On that note, it's time to go get a pizza.
I think it is time to go get a pizza. If you have enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please do us a favour and give it a rating, give it a review wherever you download it. Share it with a friend as well. If you enjoy this conversation, the real side of business and marriage and life, share this out with some of the people in your life. Let us know. Also, if you'd like to get in touch, ask a question, share us a confession, let us settle a partner battle.
Yeah, make sure you email hello@businessmarriagepod.com.
That's hello@businessmarriagepod.com. You can click the link in the show notes.
And also, if you want us to shout out your brilliant business, then send us some information about yourselves and we'll give you a shout out.
100%. This has been Business Marriage. I've been James Burt. She's been Hayley Appleby-Burt. We hope... Why are you scratching?
She always just answer for me. I'm Hayley Appleby-Burt.
Right, Jesus Christ.
You didn't have to stop it.
So, I've been James Burt.
And I've been Hayley Appleby-Burt.
And this has been Business Marriage, talking to you about the real fucking nonsense of business and marriage. We'll join us again. We'll join us again for another episode of Business Marriage some other time. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Bye.
Losing the bikini top. Now we're talking. Thursday day. Is it bad that I find you attractive still? So sue me.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the ageing process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.